Walser here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. We may be living in a new era of spirituality. With the state of the world these days, assuming the world is still around when and if you're able to read this, we're going to have to find ways to calm ourselves down. It's okay to be outraged. You can't save the world if you've given yourself a stroke. So I expect to see a lot more of the sort of thing that a Google insurance company called ARAG offered last week. An article entitled, quote, "Using Mindfulness to Find Work/Life Balance," close quote. The author recommends the usual sort of thing, deep breaths and focusing on your own body. I'm not sure why this is on the legal insurance company's site, but the article is immediately followed by a link for lawyers to learn how to get new clients by signing on as a network lawyer. Maybe they wanted lawyers to mellow out before thinking about joining up. If you're mellow, you may not be too critical. Not that there's anything to be critical about. It's kind of hard to tell whether this company's a good thing or not, but their website does invite us to, quote, join the conversation, close quote, on a series of social platforms. Just for the heck of it, I clicked on the Facebook link. The first two comments from clients included, quote, "I have used them twice, and both experiences were not that great," close quote. And, quote, "Worst lawyers in Orlando to deal with," close quote. This may be why they're seeking calmer lawyers. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything bad about meditation, but since it may not work for everyone, I feel I should note that there are other ways to blot out the real awful world. Drinking and drugs are obviously options, but not terribly helpful. I don't, however, think it's a coincidence that in these turbulent times, marijuana is getting more and more legal. But there are alternatives. Consider, for example, a fellow named Rael, the, quote, "messenger of the Elohim," close quote. According to his website, quote, "At the age of 27, on the morning of December 13, 1973, while he was still leading his successful racing car magazine, Rael had a dramatic encounter with a human being from another planet at a volcano park in the center of France," close quote. I'm not sure whether to be more surprised that this guy thinks he met a human from another planet or that there's a volcano park in France, but apparently it's real. And if aliens enjoy volcano hikes, why aren't there more sightings in Yellowstone? Rael also recommends some form of meditation and also human cloning to become eternal. I know I'd be a lot calmer if I could trade in my elderly body for a nice young one whenever I wanted. Rael, who is an advocate for masturbation, came to my attention last week because he apparently is also the founder of GoTopless.org. A group that issued a press release with the headline, quote, "2017 is Equal Topless Rights Year for Women," organization says, close quote. Apparently this is a feminist issue. The Go Topless president, a woman, is quoted in the release saying, quote, "Equal gender topless rights will empower today's women as much as equal gender voting rights empower 20th century women," close quote. And it's something that men, and advocates for masturbation, can get behind, or in front of. I'm feeling less stressed just thinking about it. By the way, is it just me, or does it seem odd that you can buy shirts at the Go Topless website? Seems counterproductive. Tales of the Unexpected. I love it when I come across a lawsuit that takes a surprise turn. This is from a recent Los Angeles Superior Court complaint against the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Quote, "Plaintiff was at Microsoft Theater walking to the main kitchen to pick up her lunch when she was impacted by a soccer ball kicked by one of the members of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club," close quote. I have so many questions. Was the goalie in the kitchen? Did the duck careen off the ice and mistake the ball for a puck? Did someone accidentally leave the theater door open near a hockey game? I'm thinking one of those ducks has taken too many hits to the head. See you next week.